The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1105. Today is the 19th of September 2020, and I'm your host, Michelle. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic. Listen to your customers. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Believe it or not, customers have a strange way of predicting the future of your business. They can help you, directly or indirectly, to shape the business in the right direction. When you hear customer feedback, you basically offer a way to manage the customer experience, improve your products and services, and reduce outflow rates. To return to the first point I mentioned, customers have always had a loud voice in the business world, whether they wanted to or not, and have had a loud voice for a long time. Listening to your customers will strengthen your relationship, tell them that they care about you, and let them know that you are committed to change and open to change. You may not be implementing every suggestion from a customer, but the response to feedback shows them that you appreciate it and that there are things you want to know about how to improve your business. If you don't know how to listen to your customers, you are prone to mistakes, and customers are the key to success. Superior product and exceptional customer service are essential for the success of your business. Companies need to focus on their customers, because they are the key to success, regardless of the product or service they offer. As an entrepreneur, it is important to listen to your customers and improve your product or service based on their feedback. Efforts to reach out to them and listen to them effectively can have a positive impact on your profits and income. How you decide to listen and interpret your customers' feedback is key to improving the customer experience and the success of your business. As Guy Kawasaki notes in his book The Wise Guy, customers can tell you what they want and whether they need you or not. So you should always listen to your customers and make sure they are happy with you and your product or service. As a sales representative, the challenge is to listen to your customers' interests and needs so that you can be guided by their needs in product development and the way you offer your service. If you are trying to revolutionize an industry with a product, the only way we can do that is by ignoring what our customers are telling us and moving relentlessly forward. A real conversation allows you to alert your customers to concerns that may not fit into a more scripted conversation, but are essential for future business development. If your customer is addressing an important issue, encourage your employees to listen and follow it up, because that is how you get to know your customers. In some cases, a script may be necessary when employees call potential leads, because it can help them make sure they don't forget anything important. If you take something from this article, then this is what you will do. If you listen to your customers, your business will be more successful. Whether through personal contacts or social media accounts, every customer who feels listened to and enjoys working with your brand becomes a free marketing tool. If we take the time to pay attention to our customers, we will learn more about what they want, how our offers can benefit them, and how we can sell to them. In return, they are thrilled by the wonderful customer experience and keep coming back for more. By understanding how to listen to your customers better, you can increase your satisfaction rate and improve your overall customer experience. In today's world, it is up to us to give our customers the respect and experience they want. Here are some powerful ways you can use listening to determine your customers' touch points and provide the best possible customer service. Recognize that your customers have a voice and an opinion that they want to share with you, and deliver the kind of product they want. If you have the ability to listen to your customers' experiences and run your business in a way that you really listen, your customers will feel more satisfied and your service will outperform your competitors. Encourage your employees to consider customer feedback and reporting results, from sales teams to IT support. Every employee in each department has different interactions and relationships with customers, which means that every employee has the opportunity to actively listen to what customers share with you. There is nothing worse than promoting customer opinions that you don't think are important than ignoring customer feedback. Have the ability to respond to customer comments, questions, and suggestions in a way that makes your customers feel respected and important. Once you are able to get input from your customers and then use that information to continually improve the customer experience, you need to establish key touchpoints and leverage strong automation technology to get a complete picture of your customer. By seeing and hearing from customers, you can better understand what matters to them and develop a business strategy that is tailored to their needs and desires. Episode 1105 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Michelle Franklin. Adios.